107.5 Today FM, our Remembrance Day coverage continues, and we've had a lot different format going this year, as you can tell from the various legions around the area. From Military Ames in Kimberley, Cindy Posnikoff, good morning.
Good morning, Dennis.
It's a busy lead-up, I know, and you're kind of going to and from here this morning. Let's talk about some of the things that have been happening with your organization and the fact, first of all, you've got calendars out. I want to get that before we get into this today.
Yes, we've put out a 2021 calendar, and its premise of the calendar is to show what Military Ames does and what we've been up to for the last year or so.
Yeah, a year or so, and then we go back to when the Cenotaph was newly established. There's been a lot of lead-up. Well, there was a lot of lead-up to that, but is everything falling into place the way you want it to?
Absolutely. In fact, our memorial walls were the latest addition, and we're still selling plaques for the memorial wall. And the next thing to come along is a new statue for the park, and we'll be putting that in the spring of 2021.
Okay, good. I guess you have deadlines and fundraising. Is there grants you can apply for all these? It must get costly at times.
Yes, it does. And with COVID, we haven't been able to fundraise. So thus the calendar campaign, we're hoping that that'll be a good success. Something that we don't have to be hands-on with people.
With Military Ames, you've had a chance to help a lot of people. I don't know how much you want to talk about that here today, but on a Remembrance Day morning, it's not always World War and World War One and Two vets that we've been talking about. There are conflicts that have been closer to our timeline here this morning as well.
Absolutely, and more we get calls from the younger veterans. A lot of Afghanistan veterans that are out and some still serving. We get calls from the families, and we do what we can to help support these people.
Bringing you into the process and with Military Ames, and we can go right back on this. We have time to talk about these things because it is Remembrance Day. How did you get so involved and so close to helping with Military Ames?
Military Ames came into being actually when I was on a holiday in Vietnam. I met a group of Vietnam veterans, and at the time my son had come home from Bosnia, a completely different person, and I just didn't know how to help him. There was no resources available in our area. And long story short, one of these Vietnam veterans from Fresno, California, got me in touch with Ottawa, and the rest is history. My son is in the Veterans Affairs Rehabilitation Program and doing so much better, that along with his service dog.
When you take yourself back to that time when you were looking for help, I'm sure that people that are going through what you did can come to you. What were some of the issues? Obviously emotional, but what did you find facing was the harder, some of the harder issues that you were working through at the time and the ones that you help others with that have to go through it now?
Well, not knowing what was going on with him, and he didn't know what was going on with him. So ultimately, he was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, and once we learned about that, then we could work with what it was we had to do to get him the help. And so now, Military Ames deals with veterans who are maybe weren't fortunate enough to find the help and have been insulated and isolated for years, living with their trauma. And Military Ames is a veteran camaraderie group. We currently have a regular camaraderie group. We have a combat veterans group that has been phenomenal for the Vietnam veterans because they were all but forgotten. And we also have a World War II group, which is a coffee group that it's great. We have several World War II veterans, and unfortunately in the COVID situation, we aren't able to meet now, but there are so many veterans out there, and in my experience, every one of them benefits from the camaraderie.
Has the camaraderie been able to continue with through Zoom conferences too then?
No, we are actually meeting. Our groups, we do get together. The veterans just find that even if we stay apart for a month, it's too long. Mm-hmm. They really depend on each other. It's their safe place to go. The peer support is invaluable.
Very good. What's happening in Kimberley now as we lead up toward 11 o'clock then, Cindy?
We are going to have a service. Our spectators will be veterans and spouses, and we've discouraged the public from attending. So Shaw Cable will have our Remembrance Day service on TV.
Okay.
Yeah. At 8 o'clock tonight, and the Kimberley Bulletin will also live stream the service on Facebook, and then they will do a clearer edited version also at 8 o'clock tonight.
Okay, and that's starting at what time then?
We won't be having a parade or choir, band, any of that. So we will be starting our service at about 10:30. It's an extreme because of extreme circumstances. It will be a Remembrance Day to remember.
Very good. We'll let you get ready for that now. Thank you for joining us on short notice this morning then.
Okay, thank you, Dennis.
Cindy Posnikoff, Military Aims in Kimberley, as they get set to go here at 10:30.